Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday morning in October as we prepare for another profound discussion this Wednesday, October 6th. We'll be joined in just a moment by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family. And we are certainly looking forward to a vigorous discussion, particularly because it's a topic that always creates controversy. It's misunderstood, and this is why we have chosen to review a book which we believe will help the human family in its misunderstanding about human sexuality. Yes, that's right. That is the thing that we have misunderstood for so many eons of time. So today we're going to review the book, Making Love to God, The Path to Divine Sex, written through Trans Channel, Tina Louise Spaulding, and we're going to talk about the phenomenon of channeling. And this is something that is not understood and often feared by the Western mind that has been conditioned toward fear of the unseen. And so we want to dispel that fear today. All across the internet, we hear of channeling. We hear of messages coming from outside our universe. And depending on how tuned in you are, you hear about contact with those from other worlds. The internet has opened a door where many have, before this time, been afraid to tread, and yet our technology has literally put us in the space age. It has put us in realms beyond where our religious communities have been able often to follow, simply because many of our religious beliefs are based in so many ancient myths, fears, and superstitions. So today we seek to dispel a lot of old thinking, old belief systems, old attitudes, and many of the old practices that have been destructive to our spiritual evolution. So we're going to talk about this today as we connect with our co-host and our American Muslim 360 family on Blog Talk Channel, AM360. And we also want your comments. We want you to call in and give us your thoughts as we introduce some ideas that for many may actually be considered taboo, but we want to get rid of many ideas of there being taboos and things that we're afraid to explore, afraid to discuss, afraid to consider because of so many centuries of thought repression coming from our religious institutions. This is so often the case. And so as we look at what has happened in our world, so many cases of sexual misconduct, abuse, arguments over whether or not something was appropriate, was it criminal, was it consensual. This past Sunday, our discussion on the show Soul Purpose Healing with Viata, we took a look at the R. Kelly case, and of course that always brings about intense discussion. But it makes it clear that our thought pattern is off. Our belief system is off. Our understanding is off. We as a human family are failing to evolve spiritually because of a lack of comprehension of sexuality and what it truly represents and the power of this life force energy. So as long as we are in a state of misunderstanding, we're going to continue to be abusive to each other. So this book that we are reviewing today is like global therapy. It's a way to undo the damage that has been done to our minds about our sexuality. It's a way to unravel the knots that we have tied that have strangled us and kept us separated from our Creator by believing that the life force energy of creation is somehow sinful, dirty, wrong, needs to be repressed, needs to be condoned by the church or the mosque or the temple, needs to somehow be regulated because we're lacking understanding. So this book, coming through Transchannel Tina Louise Spaulding, is a book that I have highly recommended that every family have, simply to begin to undo the mistakes we have made so that the next generation can be emotionally healthy when it comes to understanding their sexuality. So in just one moment, we're going to be joined with our American Muslim 360 family and our co-host Kareem Hamid, and we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak, because we want you to recognize and face maybe some of your own misconceptions and misteachings that may have influenced your relationships, especially if you've had broken relationships, if you've had intimate relationships that ended badly or were simply emotionally painful because of that one area of intimacy in your lives. And perhaps you were with a partner who had been traumatized through an assault, through a sexual assault at some point in their lives, which distorted their thinking, their understanding, their self-image. There are so many things that we have done to each other out of our misunderstanding about this very powerful energy of sex. And it's time that it was corrected. Not disconnected from the divine energy of life, but reconnected. And it's time that we understood that we have been manipulated into fear and shame over that which is supposed to be a vital life force energy that keeps us eternally youthful. It is the power which regenerates life. And yet we have made it into something that often causes death. So we want you to call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. We're preparing you for eventually meeting the author of this book who has channeled some profound works that are revolutionizing the world. But it's as if you have to be tuned in to be ready for truth so that we can undo the damage of our mistruth, our misteachings. And if you are able to prepare yourself for new thought, and perhaps admit some of the old thought has been destructive, then you're ready to evolve into higher consciousness. This is what we seek today. And we ask you, of course, to Google, look up, go on Amazon even, and get the book, Making Love to God, The Path to Divine Sex. This is a book we'll be talking about today, sharing with you today, and preparing you for this profound experience. So we'll be right back in just one moment. We're connecting to our American Muslim 360 family, and of course, we want you to join us live, and we want you to also join us live on Facebook so that you, if you like, you can get a visual image of us and also be ready to participate in this discussion. And we're going to be right back in just one moment. And again, if you're listening online, if you're listening live, and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you are ready to speak. We do have callers on the line, and we are certainly looking forward to an exciting discussion. We'll be right back after this quick break, so we invite you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in just one moment. So, of course, we want you to stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimahlatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are back. And you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif. And just a moment, we're going to bring in our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And we, of course, invite you to be a part of this discussion. We are excited to bring you a book that we have been advocating for a while that we add to our repertoire of books, and this is a book that can revolutionize your thinking. The title of it is Making Love to God, The Path to Divine Sex, written through Trans Channel Tina Louise Spaulding. And, of course, we are grateful to our American Muslim 360 family for tuning in. I'm going to make sure I open the microphone and get your comments. And as always, we appreciate those of you who join us live on Facebook and add your comments as well. And if you've read the book, we want you to give us your thoughts because, of course, your opinion matters as we prepare for a new earth and shaping new thought. So we'll be right back in just a moment with our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And we want you to be a part of this discussion.
publication of this book that our sister Naima have referenced. The title of it is Making Love to God. That's the title of the book that she is referencing and suggesting that we all procure and read. And she began with mentioning sexual assault and how the ramifications of that lingers with the victims of sexual assault, the pain that followed, that has a way of following the victim and negatively affecting them throughout their lives. And we want to be an aid in overcoming that horrible trauma, inshallah, God willing. So we hope that what we present this morning will address
unmuted
the lingering trauma of having been a victim of sexual assault. Is Naima back with us, Martha?
Yes, can you hear me now? Making sure
yes,
that we
you
have
are
all
loud and clear. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is our guest with us this morning?
So now we're. Can you hear my voice? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, wonderful.
The
great.
The reception
great.
Is excellent.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, you know, we're always on these multiple platforms. We have to make sure that we have our audio system correct. And, of course, we've got people listening and watching on our Female Solutions Facebook page. So we urge you all to write in your comments if you want to join us live on Facebook. We're going to do some quotes from the book. Our guest is actually traveling today across country. She's moving from Canada to the United States at the moment, just finished a marvelous seminar, workshop, a retreat in Sedona, Arizona. And so in the meantime, because we want to prepare our audience for the day when she's going to be able to join us as a guest, but certainly we do want to encourage our listeners and viewers to be familiar with her work. And this particular book that I'm referencing is one that I have read and enjoyed and highly advocate because of the fact that we have so many distortions in our understanding about our sexuality. And it's because we've been mistaught for so many centuries. And this misteaching has resulted in a lot of the misbehavior, a lot of the repressive kinds of actions that have been taken, a lot of punitive actions. And so I want to open our minds this morning so that we can begin to realize that, in a sense, we have been brainwashed in a very profound way. And as a result, we are lacking in spiritual growth, because a vital part of our lives has been distorted. And so this, I felt compelled to address this, particularly after our Sunday show with our host, Viata, because she talked about R. Kelly and that whole case, and there's so many different points of view regarding what happened and whether or not him receiving jail time was just or unjust, and whether or not sex is really a crime if the participants were in some ways willing or even aggressively pursuing, and so many different things that came out of that discussion. I realized that it's time for us to talk about this. And the impact that this book had on me, Making Love to God, The Path to Divine Sex, it really helped me to see even how our religious institutions have been harmful because of misteachings. And sometimes when something comes through a religion and people say this is the word of God, then even if it's harmful and destructive, we're too afraid to let it go. And we need to understand that God does not put forth anything in this universe to hurt us. Everything is a learning experience for our expansion, our creative abilities, and most of all, our ability to love and to know what love is. So anything that is hateful connected to our sexuality is not coming from God. It's coming from our own misunderstanding, our own limited human understanding, our own fear, and many times our own intentional misteachings in order to try to control someone else. And none of us are here to control anyone but ourselves. So I felt compelled, of course, to talk about this book and to look at some of the ways that we have harmed each other because of our lack of understanding. So we've got several callers on the line. And even before I get into, I'm going to share with our listeners and viewers a portion of chapter one, how we came to misunderstand sexual energy. But before I do that, I want to give our listeners and viewers a chance to make their comments. First, I want to share a comment from Deborah Imani Ukda, Washington. And she says, "Wow, Rahima Abdullah, I wish marriage and courtship would be live on Tuesday evenings." Okay, so now that is a request for the courtship class to be live. She says, "I just added the book to my Amazon wish list." Great, so she got that particular book. And you know, because our brother Mark does a courtship and marriage class, I'm certainly advocating that this be a book in the repertoire of people who are seeking to create healthy relationships, because our relationships are very unhealthy, often because of the way sexuality was introduced. So before I get into a portion of the book, I want to give our callers on the line a chance to make a comment right before we take a break, and then I'll go into the book. Do you have anybody on your switchboard? I've got a couple on my switchboard. You mind if I open a few mics here?
No callers on.
Okay, well, let me go to area code 773-499, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us. Give us your name, where you're calling from. Comment.
Good morning. This is Kofi James from Chicago.
Brother Kofi. Good to hear you. Yes.
Yeah, you got a stunning title today.
I'm glad it drew you into the conversation.
Yeah, that title of the book is kind of a bombshell in itself. It kind of hit me because I was fortunate. I've never been sexually abused. And, you know, as I was an athlete growing up, I was a strong kid, and I kind of just always had vision and goals for myself. Well, and I practiced celibacy, you know, or abstinence. And what that did for me, it made me connect with God. It made me connect with nature. So I don't hurt harm or another, because I look to nature first. I don't, you know, I vibe with the trees, with the moon, the sun. You know, I got a show called The Secrets of the Universe. I vibe with nature first. And one thing I learned is that, you know, sometimes, like you use this word a lot when you're talking this morning, and you always said we, us. I don't do that anymore, because I'm a single individual. And if I put myself in the we, I'm actually attaching myself to other people's issues. I stopped saying that a couple years ago, and it really helped me. We need to do this. We this and we that and we that. And I'm not, you know, coming at that word for you, you know, for you saying it, but we got to see. I have to really realize that we are individuals on our own journey. And if we start saying we, everything that's negative actually attach ourselves to us. You know, our sexual behaviors. We need to do this, and we look at everybody else. I try to be accountable for myself, because sexuality is a gateway to a positive experience with creation, or it could be a negative experience with creation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be positive or a negative. Mm-hmm. That is right. Well, we got to take a break, Koofy, but we want you to hold on. We're going to come back and take a look at this, because, of course, if we understand that we all are expressions of the divine creator of the universe we call God, then just as we are separate individuals, separate expressions, we are separate expressions of the One. And when you understand that, then you know everyone is a part of you. But we'll talk about that when we come back and go into that first chapter, and then we've got area code 863-816. It's going to get your comments. We're going to do a book review of the book, Making Love
with
God.
Yes, Naima.
Sex. And it, yes,
Naima?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. After this break, I would like to share a few comments on this subject matter. Yes,
absolutely,
ma'am.
We'll have your comments, and then I'll read the first chapter. I want to hear what you have to say first, and then we'll talk about this thought that's transforming thought. So I know you all have to run some
muted
public service announcements. Okay, so that takes care of that. All right, so we will...
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these quick messages. You are listening to the CWSC Friday Roundtable, only on American Muslim 360.
And we'll be back in just one moment, so we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Way O and Yah Shalom. Way O means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, places, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325. To share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Working with me this morning, Martha Naila Abdullah. My computer is in the shop being worked on, and I'm grateful for her assistance this morning. Praise be to Almighty God. Alhamdulillah. So if you would see if Naima has returned back to the studio line.
Yes, I'm back.
I was, alhamdulillah.
Yes, fantastic. Yes. We always, no matter what happens, we figure out how to make it work, don't we?
That's right. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Out and everything,
please.
So yeah, but the show must go on. So we appreciate your resilience, and thank you, Sister Martha Nyla, for saving the day. We certainly could not have done this without you. Yes. So as we take a look at this thought, we want to get your thoughts, Brother Kareem. You know, a lot of religious thought and teachings surrounds the sexuality of males and females and the regulations and the prohibitions and the restrictions and all of that. And it's supposedly designed to keep us from miscreating, you know, from bringing children into the world that we're not ready or able to take care of. But beyond that, sometimes I have to ask myself, how come we're all up in everybody's business about what they're doing with their bodies? If it hasn't got anything to do with producing children that then become the responsibility of the community to protect and raise, you know, if it's not about that, how is what somebody else does about their body, with their body, anybody else's business? That's a thought that comes to mind. But, of course, I want to hear your thoughts as we prepare to take a look at the book, Making Love to God, A Path to Divine Sex.
Yes. You know, we are all connected. We are social creatures. And in a lot of cases, how we behave will affect all of us. We cannot live in this world by ourselves. And there has to be a healthy way that contributes to the health of the community. So if I'm doing something that is, I may only just see it as just, well, I'm doing this and think that it does not affect the community, I'm in great error. We are experiencing now a breakdown in the community life due to appetite and natural drives that we have, appetites that is unchecked by knowledge. Everything has a knowledge content and a knowledge base to it. Even the appetite of sex, just unbridled sex, like we are seeing now, just for sport and play the men, not all, but some men, just walk away. And the natural process of sex can produce another human soul. And some men they divorced themselves for any responsibility. It was just a recreational act. So what we do has affected the community in which we live. That's why we have a lot of unwed mothers, because we have appetites that are divorced from knowledge. So, yes, we should be teaching each other, even in that area that we think is just my private life. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, but there is a right and a wrong to everything. There is a knowledge connected to our appetites. And everything has a body of knowledge connected to it. Sex is the reproductive process that is connected to pleasure, the appetite for pleasure, if not checked by knowledge, will have the result that we see now, just recreational sex, just with no responsibility of what that of what the sexual act is designed to produce. It is designed to so that we reproduce ourselves. It is the system upon which life enters the world. And that's a great responsibility that comes along with that. So, yes, there should be prohibitions in our thinking. I should not see my wife as just my pleasure thing. And I emphasize the word thing. There is emotions that are tied to the sexual act. There is a sense of responsibility connected with this natural appetite, the natural appetite that Almighty God has placed within us so that we reproduce ourselves and care for that which is produced. So this act of sex is not just for sport and play. Yes, it is pleasurable. But there is also responsibility and a system of knowledge connected to that. So, yes, you will hear some do's and don'ts in relationship to this most valuable system called reproduction. It is authored by God. God created that. And it is God that places love and mercy between our hearts. You know, I'm so grateful that to hear from the female perspective concerning courtship and marriage. We have a wonderful sister, Manira Habil. She's a female. And she broadcast on AM 360 every Tuesday evening. And she is coming from the female perspective on issues like this. And it's wonderful to hear from a thoughtful female in connection with courtship, marriage, sex, family, all of these issues. For she is a very important ingredient in our family lives. Female perspective, and that's why I'm so grateful that we have the female solution here, so that we can hear the female perspective. But I'm grateful that you invited me to lend some balance on the male perspective, that our females are not our pleasure thing. They are not our pleasure thing. And these are natural appetites that we have, but if it is not checked by knowledge, then that's all it will become. As if the partner or person that you're having sex with has no emotions, has no feelings, have no say-so. These are two souls joined together, and as you have said, Naima, in a lot of cases, the man makes sex with his physical body. The woman, she participates in sex with her spirit, So this act is sacred, and it is designed to produce and bring about another soul in the creation, and it should not be treated lightly as just women are our playthings, our pleasure thing. And I reiterate the word thing. She has emotions, she has feelings, she has spirit, she has a heart, she has a mind, she has a soul, and we should not approach this act without giving it the importance that is do it. So
oh, absolutely. I definitely agree with that.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I understand we've got a caller in the queue on American Muslim 360, Dr. Beza on the line, and then we've got area code 863-816 in the queue here. And I want to give our listeners an opportunity to express their thought. Before I get into the book, just for us to share their thoughts. And you said something very profound, Brother Kareem, which I'm going to probably repeat to a lot of my male associates. Men participate in sex with their bodies. Women participate in sex with their spirit. And I think that is one of the reasons why it's such a profound experience for women, especially if in any way there is the energy of force or degradation tied to that act. It can be so devastating as to drive a woman to suicide because of the spiritual damage. And this is something that men are not taught. And as you say, it's about teaching. If you don't teach right, then if people don't teach you right, they won't treat you right. So it's important to understand. But before I start talking, because, you know, I go on and on and on, let me bring in, let me get to 86, and then if Dr. Beza, we're going to try to get her before the break, and then we're going to come back and talk about that book, Making Love to God, Path to Divine Sex. Pardon me, I am having computer issues. My computer froze. So while I am frozen, area code 863, you just hold on there. Let's go to Dr. Beza on American Muslim 360 line. So Martha, now
Dr. Beza?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Can you hear
me? Yes, loud and clear.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Well, good morning and greetings of assalamu alaikum to the entire world. And this is absolutely a very profound discussion. And hearing the commentary of Imam Kareem Hamid and yours, I'd like to pose this question. In the visual imagery of the title of the book, what would be your thinking between these two statements? Making love, seeking the pleasure of the unseen God, the path to divine sexual pleasure, as opposed to making love to God. Since Imam Kareem really stated that men for body, they make love with their bodies and women with their spirits. And so the society in America and maybe in the entire world have promoted the idea that the man is God and the woman is the servant. So how then would, you know, the visual imagery be if you are telling, you know, if something is conveying that you're making love to God as opposed to making love, seeking the unseen pleasure of God, the path to divine sexual pleasure?
I'm glad you raised that point because there are a lot of misconceptions that we have about who we are as beings, and this is what this book seeks to help illuminate. And for those who were following on Facebook, I had to reconnect my computer because it was frozen. So you'll have a visual image again in just a moment. But first of all, we are not understanding who we are as expressions of God. And as you said, there have been misteachings that give the impression that the man is God and the woman is his servant, when in fact all of us are a part of the one divine energy of creation. All of us. So it illuminates and explains even the verse that is quoted in biblical scriptures ye are God's children of the Most High, meaning that all of us are expressions of divine energy. We are gods. We are the creative energy of the universe. We are the divine in separate bodies. That's what we are. That's what our life force energy is. It is the energy of God. That's what we are. So when we're making love to God, we're talking about we are making love to each other as the expression of God. Not the man is God and the woman is the servant, but we are all expressions of God. And this is what we're not understanding. And when we think of the energy of our sexuality opening a doorway for the spirit of life to enter physical existence, we're not creating souls. The souls already exist. They come through us for a physical experience, but they are already in existence. They are part of the all that is. They are part of the eternal energy of creation. They already exist, and they are coming through us as an individualized expression of the eternal spirit of life. That's all that all of us are. We are individualized expressions of the Creator. So when we know who we are and we understand that, then we know that we are all a part of the One. This is the teachings that all of those who have come to enlighten have imparted, but we have misunderstood, and therefore we miscreate a society based on a hierarchy of one gender being superior to another, one skin color being superior to another, one people living on one part of the earth being superior to another, when all of us are the same individualized expressions of the Creator. So that's the first mistaken belief that has to be corrected in order for us to comprehend who we are as life force energy, as expressions of the Creator, so that we stop mistreating each other. That's the first misteaching that has to be corrected. And when we illuminate we see each other differently.
Could I ask a question to that?
Absolutely.
Naima?
Yes.
Yeah, right. How would knowing that there is an unseen creator that is manifest this image through us and through creation, and how would it be provable that that this divine sexual pleasure and this experience of pleasing the unseen creator, which is the power in ourselves manifested in creation, then how would that be proven to people very easily? That this sexual encounter is a manifestation through the procreation of all of life forms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it is. All life forms are merely individualized expressions.
If I could add, to that, I want us to stay on point. There is nothing like unto God. Nothing. Nothing like unto God. We are expressions of God's will. We are not gods. I pray to God, I pray that we understand that. And a suggestion to that title, making love to God. I would suggest to the author, you know, and it's only a friendly suggestion that title be Making Love with God. Include Almighty God, our consciousness, our conscious to be God conscious in relationship to the act of sex. We cannot make love to God, but to make love with a sense of God consciousness. Matter of fact, before the sex act, we are to enter into prayer. Into prayer before the sex act, that makes us God conscious. So that is where the problem is. there has been a disconnect with God consciousness in relationship to our natural appetites. They have to be checked by knowledge. We cannot make love to God. No, you know, but we can make love with the consciousness of God in our thinking and our behavior, that this is not a play, just a recreational practice that we are doing here. We have to be remain God conscious, and that raises the value, praise be to God, that raises the value of both parties and this act that we call sex. I'll stop right there, my sister. Thank you.
Yes, and we're going to take another break. And I'm glad that you have raised that thought, because that is the prevailing thought as expressed by our religious understandings. And as we expand in our understandings, then much of the scriptures that we follow will have a different meaning to us, even though they are the same words that we are reading. As we expand in our understanding, the words have different meanings because the understanding is different. So this is what we seek to share with our listeners and viewers today, is an expanded understanding of that which we have been taught, but in the physical limitation of a human body, to understand divinity, we are limited, which is why we are taught to use analogies and similes and helping people who are having this temporary physical existence understand the universe, understand creation, understand the energy of creation, understand that this universal mind that is, in fact, in everything and has created everything is not separate. It is all-encompassing. We are all a part of the one. So even as we hear talk about oneness, we don't really understand what that means because we're still thinking separate. And this is why we still see each other as the bodies that we're in instead of the one soul that we are all a part of, the one spirit, the one life force. We still really don't understand what oneness means, because we still think we are separate. And so this is an opportunity for us to expand our understanding so that when an expression such as making love to God is heard, people don't shudder, because many people, they have in their image in their mind of the Creator as, you know, an old man in the sky with a beard. And, you know, there's that. And we have to think of all of the things that we really have in our minds of what that creative life force is and how it's been created and miscreated in our minds for so many centuries, so that anything counter to that expression is immediately rejected.
We need a mental readjustment.
Yes, yes. Yes, we need a mental readjustment, because if you've been taught something for generations and then over generations you've been punished if you didn't accept what you were taught, then you learn not to even question or dare to think thoughts other than what you have been allowed to think. And that is how you keep people from growing. You don't allow them to think.
And then you create fear of punishment for thinking. And if for generations you've been told you're going to be punished by God, and whereas God does not punish you, you have people being beaten and tortured and jailed if they express a different thought, then that's some very heavy indoctrination of fear, so that you literally learn to not dare to think other than what you are told to think. It takes time to undo the fear programming that keeps us from exploring that which we have not had knowledge or understanding of. And it really takes each person choosing to deprogram themselves so that they can, in fact, grow spiritually with greater understanding. That is the challenge that we have, but unless we do grow, we cannot change the condition that we have created, which is certainly not a godly condition we're living in. As Brother Kareem said, look how we're mindlessly treating each other, like bodies without feelings. So definitely there has to be a change in thought. So we are going to take this next break, and then we're looking to come back and give you some insight about this book, why it was written, and why it has the title that it has, and why it takes the perspective that it takes. And, of course, if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and call her at 863. We're going to come to you after the break, so stay with us.
Muted.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching, in just a moment, you'll be watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif. And as always, we appreciate all of you who stay with us every day as we seek to bring you knowledge, information, and understanding so that you can enjoy an expanded consciousness. And, of course, as always, we appreciate our American Muslim 360 family in being a part of the solution. So, we, before the break, were hearing some reflections from Dr. Beza, and, of course, some thoughts from our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And I've got a caller on the line I'd like to bring in and get your thoughts before we go to the book. Area code 863.
Yes,
and rising.
Rain Rising, L.A., Central Florida. Yeah, in light of the title of the book, I haven't read the book. I went on Amazon and did a quick scan to see what I can see. But I got a question to ask. In light of the title of the book, I got a question. When does, and I got a couple of metrics to go with it. When does a girl become a woman? When man says or when God says? Now, here are my two metrics. My grandmother was 15 when she got married. My grandfather was an older guy. I don't know how much older, but he was older. They ended up having 7 children, and everything worked out till death do they part. I mean, they passed on in their 90s, almost 100 years old. And then, but that's over 100 years ago. So people say, well, it's time to change. All right. The other metric that I have, and somebody that you might want to have on your live stream one day, she's one of my favorite YouTubers. She's about maybe 19 or 20 years old now. Her channel is Marie TV. That's M-A-R-E-E TV, all one word. Marie, when she was 15 years old, I think she was 15 years old, she got pregnant, wasn't married, very responsible, and she went out, bought a shed, converted the shed into a tiny house, is independent to a very high degree, enrolled in college, doing well in college, raising her son in their tiny house together, and I think her son might be 3 or 4 years old right now. So that's a 2021 metric. So the question is, once again, who decides when a girl becomes a woman before we even get to the making love part? Does man decide, a la the R. Kelly trial, or does God decide? That's my question.
I think that's an excellent question because if you really look at it, over the centuries, the schedule for puberty for the human body has not changed. But what changes is the social expectations, which really have nothing to do with our schedule for puberty. We're going to physically become able to reproduce life at the same time we did hundreds of years ago. The difference is the culture that says you must have completed a certain level of state-sponsored education and you must be earning a certain income level before it's appropriate for you to be considered an adult. Those are totally artificial social constructs that have nothing to do with the natural schedule of when you evolve into adulthood. Now, as you know, back in your grandmother's time and many of us, you know, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, who began families in their teen years, if that's the expectation, then that's going to be the preparation. So if you're being prepared to function as a husband in whatever culture you're in, by whatever skills you're going to need,
then you're going to be prepared according to that physical schedule that's already set, which means if you know that at age 14, 15, you're going to be prepared for childbirth, then in successful societies, women are prepared with understanding of their bodies and the nature of child-rearing and child-rearing skills, because that's the expectation in that culture. And men, of course, are prepared with whatever, whether it's hunting, fishing, farming, whatever providing skills they're supposed to have as men, they're provided for that when they're 15, 16 years old, when at the schedule that their bodies has already predetermined, they're going to be adults. So what makes it difficult in these times is that we have tried to coordinate things according to an industrial, commercialized kind of existence and a state-sponsored education program that's meant to prepare people for factory work or corporate work or whatever, but none of it has to do with the actual physical maturation schedule of our bodies that's already been predetermined by the design. So that's a great question you've asked, because what we have now is artificially created. It has nothing to do with when we actually mature. And because we are not allowing children to learn how to be adults, we're not preparing them for adulthood at the same time as their bodies mature and are prepared for adulthood, we create a conflict. And that's really where the conflict comes from. It's not like we're bad and sinful and out of control. It's refusal to follow nature's schedule and trying to enforce an artificial schedule based on an economic system. And it isn't working. It isn't working. We're not going to make pubescent people who are going through the process of preparing their bodies to reproduce, we're not going to make them not have a sex drive, because that's what it's for. It's time to reproduce. We're trying to force something that isn't natural. And instead of us doing our job and preparing them emotionally to become adults when their bodies have made the transformation, we're trying to retard that growth, and then we condemn them for being sexual. So you definitely raised a major point. Yes,
you are so correct, and what an excellent question that our brother asked and posed to us. You know, you are so correct. We are operating on an artificial clock. This idea of teenager is in the lifespan of human beings. The association, the behavior associated with that is not congruent with the natural clock. This concept of, well, he's a teenager now, let him live his life this period in frivolity. Lighten up. Oh, well, she's a teenager now. Let her have her fun now. These are new concepts. False concepts that man has created, and you are correct. It is tied to financial gain. Over the many centuries that our daughters were being prepared to be wives and mothers, over the centuries, the young men were being prepared mentally, physically, in every aspect to become husbands and fathers. And Imam Wasuddin Muhammad, Rahim Allah, he has suggested to us, if there are two young people that desire to start a family, that those of us that are grandfathers and grandmothers, we help support their young fledgling family unit until they can stand on their own. Now listen to the word grand. What? Father. Grandmother. I do not stop being a father to my grandchildren. So we give them the support that they need until they can stand on their own. We should not just cut them off and expect them to meet all of the obligations and responsibilities that come on with it. Our children were prepared. You are so right. Over the millennia of time. Matter of fact, men used to ask their sons, when are you getting ready to start your family?
Right.
That's what fathers would ask the sons. And mothers and fathers would prepare both individuals as they are growing. They would prepare them for the responsibility of starting a family. But we are on an artificial clock now. We say 18 for the female and 21 for the male. Who designated that? Our biological clocks is set by Almighty God, and we cannot reverse that clock. But we have to have the knowledge to know what that biological clock is formed for. It is there to create families and also to reproductive process of bringing children into the world. So you are so correct with that. And what an excellent question our brother asked. We are operating on an artificial man-made clock that's not working for us. Yes, thank you, Naima. Yes, Martha? Martha?
There's a bit of an echo. We're trying to remove the echo. I'm not sure.
I'm here, but it's not on my end.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll close the mic.
Yes. The
better?
Reason I'm calling on you, I don't know. Do we still hear the echo?
Yeah, I think it's gone now. Yes. Yes, it's gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Martha, the reason I am calling on you, and I'm grateful for your assisting me this morning, but also I invite you, if you have any comments to add to this subject matter, you are obliged to lend commentary or ask questions, not just be my engineer. You are very valuable intellect.
I appreciate that. And Naima, both of you, with God's name, Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer, greetings of peace to everyone. And I'll be very short. You know, words make people. I'm going to the title of the book. So it takes a conversation to have with the author to really know what point is being driven, and what's the understanding of those words. But words do make people, and when we conceptualize as a human being having connection and quote-unquote sex, but they even thought of it, then, and we think of God, then I wonder if the anatomical part is played into that, you know, giving God an anatomy or taking us out of our anatomical fear and putting us into a spirit. And then there do we need each other then if we're, you know, if God just created us to be the spirit and not have an attachment to this material world, but we know the obvious. I'll stop right there. Thank you so very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Well, alaikum salam. Well, thank you for that thought, because that's one of the issues, I think, that is a blockage to our understanding, you know, our focusing on the anatomy of ourselves and then subconsciously giving God an anatomy. And you do that when you give a gender to the creator. And subconsciously, you're also giving them the male anatomy, which is part of the confusion. So before we take a break, I'm going to read a portion that says about the book. And this is written by the authors of the book, who speak through the author, Tina Louise Spaulding, but I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But let me just read this portion that they say in the beginning, that they say about the book. They say, because you do not accept what you are, an immortal being having a creative experience with body, you cannot find that which you seek so desperately. Your misteachings about sexuality and God keep you from integrating sexual energies with God energies in any meaningful way. And so the path to heaven on earth through blissful sexual union eludes you to a great extent. The sexual energies of the ego are leading you to a dark and dangerous precipice, and we wish to call you back to love and the loving, kind, fulfilling, and glorifying expressions of spiritual love, your true salvation. We are here to teach the way to divine bliss, and we know you are scared to lie naked, caressing your lover with rapt attention and honor. We know you are scared to kiss and connect, to feel such deep connection and pleasure that the ego starts to get very nervous, sensing the threat to the well-guarded and limited access to your heart that it deems to be safe. We have never seen more hurt and lonely people anywhere than on this planet at the moment. You are all in such a state that we have come from far and wide, from different times and places, to teach you how to relive the deep suffering, how to relieve the deep suffering you are in. And indeed, it is in the bedroom, in your relationship to yourself, your lover, and God, that these hurts begin. You cannot lead a passionless day and have a passion-filled night. It will not happen. Give love all day, and you will be guaranteed to receive love all night. The divine sexual experience connects you, God, and your lover, if you have one, together in a divine dance of bliss. And this was written by Ananda through Tina Louise Spaulding. Now, I'm going to explain who Ananda is before the break. In this portion in the beginning, it says about the author. Tina Louise Spaulding was born in England in 1958 and immigrated to Canada with her family in 1976. Raised in a family that visited psychics often, she is no stranger to the non-physical world. But she found the modern world challenging, and at the age of 42, after two divorces and with deep dissatisfaction with modern life, she moved to an island off Canada's west coast to pursue her art and heal. This was a difficult time for Tina, as she was separated from her two sons, Alex and Karen. She found solace in the spiritual text, A Course in Miracles, and focused intensely on its teachings and practices. After 10 years of internal transformations initiated by this book, Tina felt drawn to teach the life-enhancing philosophies on its pages, but she was not prepared for the form that would take. On the summer solstice of 2012, Tina settled down for an afternoon nap and began a journey that has culminated in this book. That afternoon, powerful energies began to surge through Tina's body, leading to ecstasy, bliss, and an altered state of consciousness that lasted for almost a month. The feelings finally drove her to take an automatic writing workshop where she was first made aware of Ananda. She began to write for this group of non-physical teachers who have come to assist us in our waking process. Since that time, Tina has begun speaking for Ananda as a full trance channel, offering teachings and personal readings for those who are seeking more happiness, fulfillment, and connection with spirit. She has dedicated her life to writings and speaking for Ananda and other non-physical beings, sharing their wisdom and spiritual knowledge. So that introduces another topic, which we'll talk about after the break, the understanding that we and the non-physical realm are always connected. And even when you cross over, you're still connected. This is another thing that our religions have prevented us from thinking and have created a lot of fear surrounding it so that we are not able to understand that as eternal life force energy, we're all connected, even to the dimensions where our physical eyes cannot see. And so this group of beings have basically formed a consciousness, a conscious group known as Ananda, and they are connecting to Tina Louise Spaulding as a trance channel, one who is able to connect to the non-physical, and basically giving her the information to write in this book because their perspective is not earthbound. It's not limited to our time or space. They see from a different perspective. And so their perspective of life is not limited to our physical limitations. So we'll talk about that when we come back after the break, and just even introducing that concept can frighten many. So I'm going to take a break and come back, and we'll take area code 336, and Martha Nile, anybody on your switchboard, we'll go to them as well, and I'll read another portion of the book, and we'll be right back, so stay with us.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibrations. Shalom.
Thank you. Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country,
unmuted,
we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Got several callers here on the line, so I'm going to open a mic here. Area code 336, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening audience and give us your thoughts.
Grand Rising, Dr. Lateef.
Yes, ma'am. Sounds like our dear Mama AZ. Yes, ma'am.
You're breaking up. I don't know if it's on my end or your end, but you're kind of breaking up, and thank you for taking my call, Grand Rising family. I'll make this short. I just kind of tuned in. These are the best times, family, to be living on this planet, and thank you for sharing what little I heard. I apologize. I just got to sleep about 4 o'clock. I'm at home. I'm not in a facility. I'm AWOL. And I'm grateful that I had the courage to do what I'm about getting ready to do. And I'm grateful for the wisdom that the Female Solution and Soul Purpose Healing and many other communication platforms are sharing, and especially you, Dr. Lateef, at this time, and how powerful this is that you decided to come in this body. I posted something yesterday, and I'll repost it again to make sure about that you get it. And again, family, do not be afraid. These are times that we came to this planet just to do what we came to do. And we are not here to allow fear to continue to set in on any level. And I like to say, we got to keep our balls aired up, all humankind, to move forward. Again, you came to the planet at this particular time to experience what is going on right now. So know that you are here to develop your soul and not to be afraid. Thank us.
Thank us. Well, Mama AZ, just want to let... We did have a moment where our Facebook and YouTube channel went down. My computer froze, but we are back up for those who want to join us. I think I was trying to pull up the visual image of the book, and I think I was asking my computer to do too much at the same time. However, we are back visual for those who want to join us or add their comments on our Facebook page. We appreciate all of those who've made comments. And thank you, Mama AZ. I totally agree. This is why we're here, to develop our souls, because this is an eternal process, this learning process. And I want to just share a bit of the book. For those who are watching, I've got to put on my third pair of eyes here so I can read this introduction to the book. And then, of course, I'll take area code 773-499, yeah, your comments and any other comments from the AM360 switchboard. The introduction says, "The world is in a terrible state at the moment, which many of you will not deny. War, fear, and famine abound on this beautiful planet Earth, and none of this is necessary. The misteachings all of you are laboring under give power to the wrong places and people. Indeed, you are the most powerful people on the planet, and you do not realize this power in any way, shape, or form. The rulers of the past fed your fear, distress, and submission. Fed off your fear, distress, and submission. But this need not continue. The power that resides in a mind connected to Source is limitless, and it is indeed this that past prophets tried to teach. But the message was lost over the years of fear and mistranslation. This message is the truth. Every thought you possess is the seed of fear or love, and love will create what you want, while fear will create the mess you have. Follow love through all its lovely pathways to the earth. Follow love through all its lovely pathways to the earth you wish to have. Fear has made the darkness you see, but at any point you may turn around and begin to walk toward the light. We have called ourselves Ananda. The word means bliss, and this is indeed our mission, to show the world that power comes from love and not hate. We are here as teachers for you, the dear humans who are so lost in the mire of misinformation in your modern culture that claims to know so much. You are ignorant of the most important factor in your spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional well-being, and that is the connection between sexual energy and your spiritual nature. For centuries, the words you have been taught and the principles that have guided the development of your cultures have been unadulterated lies. And this is the very reason you are in such dire straits at the moment in your planet's history. The divine energy that is God is the passion in your life. And if you are separate from God and from passion, you will not manifest the love and sex life that you desire. You see, these low vibration elements of your life that are always nagging at you, failures of the past, broken love affairs, family resentments and fears and prejudices that are woven throughout the matrix of your mind and life are the blocks, and it is you who must remove them. That is why you were born in this time and place, to do this work. But no one has ever told you your part in this. The world in which you live teaches you many things, but those things are not the truth, and that is what this book is. It is the truth, and it is the pathway that will lead you clearly and inexorably to the future you dream of. This material is controversial and will arouse many passions, and not just the good ones we are after. But these teachings hold the secret that the secret societies have always guarded, that you are indeed the owners of your own power. You just need to be told how to find this. This will be a handbook for those of you wishing to achieve the heights of bliss that you are capable of. Through simple terms and simple explanations, we will happily supply you with a map to take you to the heights of sexual evolution, bringing along a desire for peace, joy, health, and well-being. It will be the catalyst to change your planet from the war zone of sickness and hatred that it now appears to be into a peaceful playground of happy, healthy, and compassionate humans determined to love and help each other achieve their potential with amazing bliss and joyful offspring and families. You are reading this because you are dissatisfied with the way your life and love life look, but we are here to tell you they are one and the same. This manual points toward the ideas in the Western mind that will trip you up the most on this path to transformation. This text is our treatise on the blocks in the Western mind to love's presence, a handbook to systematically and methodically analyze these blocks as they occur in your life. There are many fears, and there is no way around them. You must travel through them, and then they will lose their power. Understand this going in, dear ones. This is a manual for the deconstruction of the barriers to love awareness. Love is all. It is always flowing to you from the mind of God, in which you are a beautiful thought, and every trial and every element of suffering you experience is where blocks to love's presence lie. So that is the path. Go to your tender places and your scary places, and indeed you will be healed. You have avoided these blocks long enough, and we are here to help. Our teachings over time will be the guide you need to clear the path and cleanse the body in which you are traveling for a time. And this clearing will open the channels for the divine to flow to and through you. We are systematic in our approach, and those of you who were hoping for a sex manual only will be deeply appointed. But we have to do it this way. The laws of the universe are as they are for a reason. It is only in the living of the wrong that you can truly understand the right. Once you have realized the right, you will then be moved to help others on their journey out of the darkness and into the light. The dear one, as we call her, Tina, is our dear messenger on the earth plane, and we have offered her the opportunity to be our spokesperson for this information we are now teaching to the world. We are writing through her hands as she has given us permission to use her physical presence to translate this information into text, word, and deed that will assist in this translation. She has offered up this part of her life to this work, and we are grateful for this dedicated attitude and performance. Her part in this is a karmic agreement we have all made together at this time to bring the words of wisdom from ancient and faraway places to a culture that is in deep suffering, with no tangible way out, given the misinformation you have and are being told. So now that is a part of the introduction, and basically expressing the thought that we are terribly misguided, and our direct connection to the divine energy of creation is through our sexuality. And our sister of the microphone, Zelda, yes. We got a comment from our Facebook page. Zelda says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher. Misteachings are the chains that keep us in bondage. Fear reigns until today. Now we can share love despite the media dividing us daily. Amen. And, of course, I also want to announce, please. Yes, go right ahead.
You know, based upon the information that you shared with us some time ago, the female solution is wonderful, and there is a consensus among females that what breaks up marriages is financial and sexual frustration. Now, you know, I have offered this, and I'm offering it once more. As husbands and wives, we discuss insurance, the mortgage, and everything else. But I think what is needed is a private conversation between husband and wife as to what pleases you. That conversation needs to be had. It's almost as if it is taboo for a husband and wife to hold that conversation because of the perception associated with the sexual act. There's nothing, and I don't mean have this conversation with me or anyone else. Just those two partners. Discuss your sexual life. Ask her,
how can I improve, whatever. But a private conversation, we talk about everything else, but this is your husband. This is your wife, a private conversation.
That's what happened.
The most intimate part of your marriage, the sex.
You brought out a major part why we have this problem. Number one, we don't talk about it. And number two, a man is expected to practice on other people till he finally gets it right, and then he's going to then have the skills for his wife. That's been the mindset. So just think of all the people that you practiced on. And what does that do? You know, who wants to be the practice?
And you are committing adultery. And you are committing adultery when you do that.
But that's
you are breaking the bond of marriage when you do.
That's been the distorted way we think, because we won't talk about it, we won't explain it, we won't have that private conversation between the two people whose feelings matter. Because a man can practice on 50 women, but it's still not the woman that if his wife is the one that he is seeking to have this intimate experience with, and he's taking his practice from all these other women. Well, each woman is different. So him practicing, that doesn't make him better for her. Only she knows. But then if she's raised in a way where her mother and father have not expressed the importance of this relationship in terms of helping her understand that she needs to know her own body, so she's not allowed to even talk about her body. She's, matter of fact, shame her body's body shame. So you don't know the intimate parts of your body. So you can't tell somebody what to do because you don't know yourself. Unless you practice, which then after you practice, then same thing. You bring your practice with somebody else into this relationship, and it might not be the same thing that pleases the person you're with as all the people you practice with. So this is why our thinking is so, as they've said, so distorted and creates such pain, because we won't talk about that. And so we end up doing the wrong with the one that we want to be right with. So how do we fix that?
We fix it by doing exactly what I'm asking married couples to do now. Have an open and honest discussion about that. My ego, my manhood is not tied to my phallus, You know, it's not. And so drop our egos and husband and wife, my God, you can't talk about that? You should be able to talk about that. We have been given such a bad flavor that even the husband and wife ignore that wonderful exploration. It's a wonderful exploration. I'll stop right there, my sister.
I need to make a quick announcement because we're about to go off in terms of Blog Talk for those who aren't on our phone line. Higher Learning Network has free tickets tonight to Chicago Sky basketball game, and you can email them at info@higherlearningnetwork.org to get tickets, or call 312-409-6619. If you're in and around the Chicagoland area, want
to
go for it.
We have to get out the seat.
And, of course, we have to leave our American Muslim 360 family. And we're going to come back for part two on this discussion next week. And, of course, we appreciate all of you who have been with us today. And thank you so much, Brother Kareem and Sister Martha Nyla. We appreciate you so very much. And we will be back tomorrow. Join us for Dr. Debbie Green and Soulful Solutions. And as always, we appreciate you for...
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Solutions. We will see you tomorrow on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show.
We've come to the end of our show today.
but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Join us tomorrow for Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. Until that time, continue to shine your light.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Shalom, and thank you for calling. I'm on Circulating Ann Pepper.
Yes.
I was making a post, and...
and I didn't want to lose it, so I had to cut you off. I was getting ready to call you and ask you how many tickets you want for tonight.
Yes, and see, that's the thing. So many people that I contacted last time said if I just had a few days' notice. So I'm going to see if some of them are able to come to tonight's game.
Okay.
I'm guessing it will be the same requirement. You have to show a current COVID. See, I haven't had a test since the last time, and I don't know if they're demanding that I have a current test because I'm not getting ready to go get tested again.
I know that's right. Oh wow, yeah. Well, they let you know at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on them. And I'm looking at the link that they sent me. It's to the App Store. I'm like, why are you sending shit to the App Store? I don't know how to use that. Send them to me like you did last time so I can send them out via email. I don't know how to use this shit. Use my phone.
Yeah, I think last time I had to download the Sky app, and that's connected to Ticketmaster, and it got so confusing. We were at the entrance trying to figure out how to pull the tickets up and everything. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. It's supposed to make it easier, and it actually created more complications. But
Thank you.
People trying to do things without using people and doing everything
right. Electronic.
It ain't working.
It ain't working. Now I got to go back and find it because I don't know where the hell it is. Okay, here. Back on the first page. I'm like, I don't know how to do this. Why would you send me something like this? Oh, Lord have mercy. Now I got to find it again. Where is it? It's Chicago game, playoff game. Michael's from Dan Bay. Okay. Mike, it looks like I have seven people. What the hell is this? Andy Cruz. I need to call somebody because, this ain't working for me.
Mm.
Yeah, let me call somebody. I'll get back to you. But still, see how many people want to go for tonight. I don't know. We'll get them. If they don't, they don't know well.
Yeah, I'll say five for now, and then I'll check and see my people,
if they're able to do it. Do what I need to do, I will.
Okay.
I'll get back to you. Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Peace.
Please leave your message for 7735585875.
Yes, good morning, John. Zelda has some more free tickets to the Sky game, and I know if I go, I'll probably have to have a current COVID test. Are you doing any testing today? Maybe get a test. If not, I don't know if you do the rapid test, though. I don't know if you have any of those. Otherwise, I have to go to another place and get another rapid test. If I go to tonight's playoff game. And I don't know if you wanted to give any tickets to anybody again for tonight's game. I'll probably call Marcus and see if he wants to go and, a few others. But you know how that is. Some people last minute, I'm trying to get tested and get all this business. So anyway, call me back. Let me know. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
feel like garbage.